Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it. Now you're just telling us that you had a bit of an embarrassing...
Yes.
At church of all places.
I know, right? It's not the worst thing. It's not like I, you know, split my pants or anything like that. But it was still like, oh no. So this is the week that I serve, or that was the week that I just served.
Yeah.
So I'm up on stage. I'm not on stage, but I have to go up the front and say, hey, if you're new, and look around and dish out some bags and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
The point is, I'm up on stage,
yeah,
right? So I walk up there and I've got bags in each hand. I'm like, cool. So I look down at each to, like, you know, promote them. Like, you want one of these bags, okay? You're a new person. This
Come
is
and
awesome.
Get your bags.
Yeah. And as I do that, I look down at my wrist, and I can see something sticking out the bottom of my jacket that I'm wearing.
Oh,
I'm like,
no.
What is that? It's Kim's sock.
Why okay, is so Kim's sock in your jacket in the first place?
So what had happened? It would put it in the dryer to quickly make sure that it's dry.
Yeah.
And so through the washing, it had obviously got stuck. And then I put it on quickly and didn't realize, didn't feel uncomfortable for me at all. It must have been perfectly flat. And so she has this burgundy sock that's sticking out the bottom of my, into my cuffs. Oh. And I'm wearing a black jacket. It
that's
is
so
noticeable. I thought, oh no, here I am right in front of everyone wearing a sock on my wrist.
That's like... undies coming out the bottom of your pants.
Well,
that's
it. Could be, imagine if it was something different. It could have been undies sticking out.
That's so funny.
Oh, I thought, has anyone had something similar? Maybe you might not have been on stage, but maybe you ripped something, you tore something, you stained something.
Oh, my daughter yesterday in the car. Kids do it all the time.
Yeah.
I think they just mustn't care.
They don't.
She had
young.
Like gravy all over herself that she'd tipped over as well. I'm like, but lucky, when you have kids, you've got wet wipes.
Oh, so you always got something accessible to quickly clean it up.
All the time. It's not that bad. I once was walking around with my shirt on inside out. Clearly inside out as well.
The like tag you could was see, flapping around.
Yeah, and you could see all the seams, and I didn't notice. And, like, because it had stitching, in, like, on the front, so then when it's inside out, like, the back of it, you can
see. Yeah,
you
see the stitch into the pocket.
Didn't even notice. As if someone was like, hey, Beck.
So
like,
good.
Yeah, yeah, totally. It's a look.
It's a new fashion.
Yeah,
it's a look.
It's a look.
Vibe. Yeah.
It's a vibe. This is my vibe.
We've got Warren on the phone. Warren, what was yours?
So mine was that I was at school and we were doing buddies. And basically buddies is that I do work with another class. And the other class is teacher. So that my pants was the other way around. So the front was at the back.
Did it feel any different, Warren, or you didn't even notice?
I didn't even notice.
That's so good. I mean, it sucks because when you're at school, it's hard to outlive things, you know? It's like, oh, I remember that day that you did that. But Warren, thank you so much for sharing that with us.
One of my daughters always, she just loves it. Puts her pants on backwards and then she'll put her shoes.
Well, she loves it. Like,
yeah,
it feels better.
Yeah, she's just like, what? Who cares? And I'm like, fair enough. And
then, live your life.
And she'll put her shoes on the wrong feet. And I'm like, don't you want to swap them over? She's like, no. I'm like, cool, man. You do you.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough. Like, at what point does a parent step in and go, no, no, you need to make sure they're on the right foot?
I think maybe if it's affecting her.
She's walking fine. Ah,
yeah,
let it slide.
Go.
Jackson got in touch. I once tried on some clothes in a clothing store. Wanted to really feel what they were like walking around. So walked around the store and continued to look for new clothes. Totally forgot they weren't mine and walked out with them.
Oh.
That's one way to get a free outfit.
Speaking of that,
yeah,
the other day we went to a department store, one of the Mart ones.
Oh, yes.
Doing some shopping.
Yeah.
Paid for everything. You know, we had the stroller, paid for everything, went out. Then 10 minutes later realised there was a jumper hanging from our pram that we hadn't paid for. So then I had to go all the way back and pay for it and then...
And those lines are huge.
I know.
It's like, oh, honestly, at those stores, I have... walked up,
yeah.
Stepped on line for 2 seconds and gone, not worth it.
Really?
And then put the item back and walked out.
It's always worth it. Today no. I was in, we had a work meeting at a specific time. And you know how I said I'm knitting for my birthday?
Yeah.
I went to a store to get knitting supplies because I needed some more yarn.
Yeah, treat yourself.
Treat yourself. It's my birthday. That was my birthday treat to go and buy knitting things. Anyway, so I'm standing in line looking at my watch and I searched on maps. It was going to take me 18 minutes to get here from the shop. So I'm watching my clock. I got down to the 18 minutes to go.
And what, you're still in store?
No, I paid just as 18. So I'm like running to my car. But I was stuck in line for like 15 minutes. But I was not going to put back my goodies. No.
So that's the second time you've been late now?
No, I wasn't.
You're slipping.
No, I wasn't
you're
late.
You're slipping,
I
Mac.
Got in on time.
I've got Kerry on the phone. Kerry, what was yours?
Well, we've gone out with a pastor, a friend of ours, and we'd gone to a dinner restaurant where you have to order, you know, line up and order.
Ah, yep.
I'm standing there taking all the orders off my husband and our friend, and I'm standing there at the counter, and I'm thinking, what is that in my jeans leg? And there was a bit of a lump there, and I thought, oh no, it couldn't be. And I stand there and I look down, and next thing, there's my knickers that was obviously stuck in the leg of my pants before I got dressed.
Oh, they fell down?
And they're on the floor. And I'm thinking, oh, no. So I just leaned over, picked them up and put them in my handbag and thinking, oh, please don't let anybody see them.
Did anyone see?
I don't know, but I went to my husband. I said, I've got to tell you something funny when I get home.
Oh, that's so funny. That's like one of my worst fears.
To accidentally do that.
Yep.
I don't know if anyone noticed. I really don't, but I'm thinking, oh.
I don't know whether to ask questions or whether they...
No, just move on.
Okay, move on.
Move on, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, I thought, what? Yeah, they must have just been... I put a dress and then they must have been stuck in there from the washing, you know, like... Yep. It's just, and I'm saying, oh, it was terrible.
I feel you, Kerry. I feel
you. Because
you got the comfy ones and then you got the not comfy ones.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which one's worse? Yeah.
Stop asking questions.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.